今日メッセージのテーマはですね、神様に委ねるっていうことをメッセージのテーマにしようと思ったんですね。
The theme of today's message is surrendering to God.
これいいっていうか、本当にその任せるっていうことですけれども、皆さん任せるって言われてどんなことを思いますか？
If you're surrendering or yielding to someone, what do you think about?
ある人はですね、任せるっていうのはすごく何か消極的な、何か受け身的なことだからちょっと嫌だっていう人もいます。
Some people might feel like, oh, that's such a passive thing, and I don't really like that.
でもですね、よく考えてみると任せるっていうのは結構能動的ですごく積極的なことでもあるんです。
But actually, submitting is a very active choice.
なぜならば委ねるっていうことはその人を信頼しなくちゃいけないんですよね。
We can't submit to someone, really submit, unless we actually trust that person.
もう消極的に委ねるって無理なんですよ。
It's really impossible to passively submit to someone.
信頼してるから委ねるんですよね。
Because we trust, we can submit.
ですから相手に、神様に絶対的な信頼を置くから委ねることができます。
And because we trust God, we're able to surrender to God.
もう一つ私たちが忘れちゃいけないのは、委ねるっていうのは、ここで委ねたら終わりではないんですね。
But also we have to think that submitting or surrendering to God is not the end of something.
委ねるっていうことは神様のことを熱心に求めるんです。
We have to continue to seek God earnestly.
委ねて終わりじゃなくて、委ねるっていうことは本当に神様を求めることが委ねることなんですよ、ね。
Earnestly seeking God is actually included in submitting to God.
そして求めて求めて、そして最後は本当に決心して前に進むことが委ねるの一部なんです。
So we have to seek God and surrender and surrender, and then that's when we can start to move forward.
皆さん委ねることは得意ですか？
How are you at submitting or surrendering to someone?
結構ね、難しいですね。私も結構自分でやった方が簡単だから、委ねることは難しいかもしれません。
I'm not very good at it.
委ねることは得意な人いますか？
Anybody good at that? Just submitting or surrendering?
結構ですね、物を買った時に何か物を買いますね。
So, think about shopping, buying something.
プラモデルでもいいです。買いますね。プラスチックも直すので。
でも、Sorry, a little surprising at the example.
もし、もし、
if someone brought a plate model, can I call it in English?
はい。あまりこう取り扱い説明書を読まないで作りますか、読んで作りますか。
So, if you buy something and you have to put it together, do you read the instructions or you just forget about the instructions and just do it yourself?
もう分かるからって言ってやりますすみませんか。
Is there anybody who just like says, oh, I know how to do it, so I'm not going to read the instructions? Anybody like that?
ねえ。そしてなんかどうしようもなくなったら見るとかね。
And maybe, oh, you're kind of stuck.Then you'll finally open up the instructions.
コンピューターが壊れたことですね。電話なんかかけない。自分で直すんだ。
So, we could think about like as a using a computer. No, I'm not gonna ask for help. I'm just gonna do it myself.
自分ができる、自分を信じてやることがありますね。
So there's lots of things that we do like that. We just believe in our own ability and we just do it by ourselves.
でも結果を見たら、やらなきゃよかったってことありませんか？
But there's sometimes we might look at the result and say, oh wow, if I hadn't done it that way, it would have been really much better.
最初からね、よく知ってるし任せばよかったって思うことありませんか？
If I had looked at it from the beginning and asked for help from the beginning, that would have been much better.
神様は私たちのことをよく知ってらっしゃいます。
So God knows everything about us.
神様は私たちの最善もご存知です。
And actually God knows what's the best for us.
ですから本当なら最初から神様に任せればよかったことが
So there's many times when it would have been better just to submit to God from the very beginning.
でもよくよくいろいろ自分でやってみて最後どうしようもなくなった時に神様って言いませんか？
But there's many times when we do something and we continue and then at the end we don't like the result and then we cry out to God, Oh God, help me!
もう最後ダメなんだった時に助けて助けてっていうことありませんか？
We just are trying by ourselves, but at the end, it's just the result is so bad, then we start to ask for help.
最初から神様に委ねることの方が最善なわけです。
It's much better if we yield and submit to God from the very beginning.
この中で日本の映画に興味のある方いらっしゃいますか？
Does anybody here like Japanese movies?
見たいなっていう映画が一つあって。
There's one movie that I wanted to see.
万引き家族ってね。
万引き家族。
見たいなと思ってるんですよね。
I really want to see that.
はい。で、これは日本の映画で。
This is a Japanese movie.
是枝監督という人が作った映画で。
And it's a famous director.
この前のフランスでカンヌで最高賞を取ったんですね。
And actually, at the Cannes Festival, it received the highest award.
是枝さんの役者の指導っていうのはすごく変わっているんですけれども、演技指導は変わっているんですけれども、是枝さんの何て言うんですか、演技指導って英語で何て言うんですか、演技指導って、
way of acting,
helping the directing is 変わっているんですけども、
this director's the way he does things is rather unique.
特に子供たちの役者にはちょっと変わったことをやるんです。
And especially in when it's involving children.
子供たちは撮影現場に入るときに何もセリフを覚えてこなくていいんです。
So when the children come on onto the set.They don't need to remember anything.
ですから予習も宿題も全く必要ないんです。
They don't have anything that they need to prepare or anything at all.
で、現場に来たら、
And when they come to the set,
監督が今日はこうやってねって言われて、はいって言ってそれをするだけでいいんです。
And right at that place and time, the director says to them, oh, this is what I want you to do, and they do it.
ですから毎日仕事に行く、今日何かって楽しみで子供たちが来るわけですね。
So, the kids don't worry about anything, and they just enjoy their everyday lives, and they come to the set.
彼らは監督を信頼してますから、本当にもう監督の言うことを聞けば平気と思って来るわけです。
And they really have a great trust for this director, so they feel okay and they just come.
ですから撮影終わったら、撮影終わったら彼らはですね、あ、楽しかったって言うんです。
And when they're done doing the acting, they say, oh wow, that was so much fun.
もしも私たち神様に従ったら、神様楽しかったって言えるでしょうか。
So I wonder,If we obey God and we submit to God, at the end, will we say, "Oh Lord, that was fun"?
でも私たちは覚えてする必要はないんです。導かれる前に生きていいんです。
So we don't need to just be struggling and striving and striving, but rather, we just need to be led by God.
もうセリフを覚えようとかこういうことしようとか考えなくてもいいんです。
We don't need to have this like set of things to remember and hold on to. It's okay if we don't do that.
私たちには聖霊様が共にいてくださいます。
Because the Holy Spirit will lead us.
私たちは聖霊様の声を聞いて一歩一歩進んでいくことができるんです。
We can be listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit and be led one step at a time.
使徒行伝を読んできました。
We've been reading Acts.
今日は6章と7章を読むんですけれども。
I want to read parts of chapter 6 and 7 with you today.
途中飛ばしますね。
We're not going to read the whole thing, but just different parts.
ステファノという人の話です。
It's abouta person named Stephen.
ステファノは、この前、まあ、執事っていうか食事のことのために選ばれた人でしたね。この前そういう話をしました。
For those of you who were here last week, you might remember that they chose 7 people to wait on tables, and Stephen was one of those people that was chosen.
そしてその食事のことを任される人たちは、どんな、条件があったかというと覚えてますか？どんな人が選ばれたか。
You remember, even though they were going to be waiting on tables, there were certain requirements for the people that would be chosen. Do you remember what they were?
霊と知恵に満ちた人っていうんです。
They needed to be people that were full of the Spirit and full of wisdom.
霊と知恵に満ちた人が教会の中の その食事の世話に必要だったわけです。
The people who were going to be serving the widows of the church, they needed to be people that were full of the Spirit and full of wisdom.
どんな小さなことでも本当に私たちは神様からの知恵が必要なんですね。
It doesn't matter what we're doing, how big or how small. All of us need to be full of the Spirit and also full of wisdom.
ステパノはどのように聖霊に導かれて神様に委ねて生きたんでしょうか。
So how was Stephen led by the Spirit?
神様はステパノをどのように取り扱い、ステパノに対する神様の計画は何だったんでしょうか。
What was God's plan for Stephen?
読んでいきましょうね。
Let's look at it together.
はい、ではまず日本語を読める人はともに日本語を読みましょう。
You can read Japanese. Please read with me, and if you read English, then you can read with Barbara.
こうして神の言葉はますます広まり、弟子の数はエルサレムで非常に増えていき、祭司も大勢この信仰に入った。さて、ステファノは恵みと力に満ち、素晴らしい不思議な技と収支を民衆の間で行っていた。ところが、キレネス・アレクサンドリアの出身者で、いわゆる解放された奴隷の街道に属する人々、またキリキア州とアジア州出身の人々のなどのある者たちが立ち上がり、ステファノと議論した。しかし彼が知恵と霊とによって語るので歯が立たなかった。
Read in English. Acts 6 verses 7 to 10. And the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faithAnd Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians, and of the Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking.
そこで彼らは人々をそそのかして、私たちはアナオとかモーセと神を冒涜する言葉を吐くのを聞いたと言わせた。また民衆、長老たち、立法学者たちを先導してステファノを襲って捕らえ、最高法院に引いていった。そして偽証人を立てて次のように訴えさせた。この男はこの聖なる場所と立法をけなして一向にやめようとしません。私たちは彼がこう言っているのを聞いています。あのナザレ人のイエスはこの場所を破壊し、モーセが我々に伝えた慣習を変えるだろう。最高法院の席についていた者は皆ステファノに注目したが、その顔はさながら天使の顔のように見えた。
Then they secretly instigated men who said, We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and seized him and brought him before the council. And they set up false witnesses who said, This man never ceases to speak words against his holy place and the law.For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses delivered to us. And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel.
どうでしょう、この御言葉を読んで何か考えたこと、感じたことありますか？
How do you feel or think when you read this passage?
ステパノはただ食事の世話だけじゃなかったんですね、やってたことは。
We really know from reading this that Stephen was doing more than just waiting on the table.
人たちと同様に様々な不思議な技、印を彼は行っていたんですね。
God was performing miracles for him.
霊的に満ち、知恵に満ちた人は神様によって不思議な技をすることがしていたわけです。
And he was full of the spirit and of wisdom, and many miracles were done.
ですからこの時の教会はそのようないろんな技が起こっていたんですね。
We know from reading this that many miracles were happening.
当時のこのエルサレムには、ユダヤ人が2つの種類のユダヤ人がいました。
There were two types of Jewish people at this time.
先週も少しありましたけど、ヘブライ語やもしくはアラム語を話す地元のユダヤ人と、
one group were Jewish people who spoke Hebrew or Aramaic, and the other was
もう一つはそのエルサレムより外に行って昔からちょっと外に行って、ギリシャ語を話すユダヤ人たちがいたんです。
They were people who had been away from Jerusalem for a while, but now were back in Jerusalem, and so they those people spoke the Greek language.
ギリシャ語を話すユダヤ人というのは結構マイノリティだったんですよね。
People who spoke Greek were a minority among the group.
Minority は結構頑張る人たちです。
So if you think about it, a minority needs to try a bit harder.
ね、そうじゃないとダメだ。マイノリティは頑張るんですよ。
A minority has to try hard.
マイノリティは結構ですね、頑固だったりします。
And perhaps a minority might be stubborn at times.
で当時はそのローマ帝国の支配下にありますから、
And if you think about this time, they were under Roman the rule of the Roman Empire.
社会はすごく揺れてるんですね。
And there were a lot of change happening in this society.
新しいことも起きてるんですね。
There were new things happening.
でもですね、そのそういう中で古いことをやっぱりしっかり握ろうという人もいるわけです。
But there were also various traditions that they were holding on to.
多分この人たちはこのギリシャ語を話す人たちは結構もう古いことを頑張ってしようという熱烈な人たちだったようです。
And many of the Jewish people were really holding on to the traditions and really trying hard to be faithful to them.
で彼らにとってこのイエス・キリストを信じる人たちはもう良くないんですよね。
And for those peopleThe people, the Christians and the people who were talking about Jesus were really a threat to them. They were not good at all.
そしてそのイエスキリストを信じる人たちの中で結構ステパノが目につくわけです。
And their attention was drawn towards Stephen.
で、ステパノはギリシャ語は話せますよね。
And Stephen spoke Greek.
ですからギリシャ語で彼らは論争するわけです。
And so they were talking to each other in Greek.
これは正しい、いや、正しくないって論争するんですね。
And they were arguing with one another.
でも違いがありました。
But there was one difference.
ステパノは知恵に満ちていたんです。
Stephen was full of the Spirit and full of wisdom.
神様の霊に満ちた人、知恵に満ちた人と私たちは話し合っても勝つことはできないんですね。
Just normal people cannot argue with people that are full of the Spirit and full of wisdom and win the argument.
兄弟喧嘩もそうですけど、自分の口や思いで言うことを聞かなかったらどうなりますか？
What do you do if you're arguing with somebody, even maybe a brother or sister, and that person doesn't listen to you? What do you do? How do you feel?
暴力、腕力を使うんですよ。
Oh,
もう聞いてくれない、もう口で無理だって言って使うんですよね。
You start to use physical force.
彼らもそうでした。
And the people in this passage were like that too.
もう彼らは怒ってですね、嘘を言ってスティブンを捕まえるんです。
So they were really angry and they started to lie and they seized Stephen.
嘘はあるときは本当に人を害することになります。
So when we lie, we can really deceive people.
でも彼らは自分たちは正しいと思っていました。
However, the people who were telling these lies, they really and truly believed that they were right.
矛盾してるんですよね。
It was really hypocritical, wasn't it?
私は神様に正しい、そして嘘を言うんです。
We're saying we're right before God, but at the same time, they were lying.
新しいことを見るのが、新しい力が来るのがやっぱり嫌なんですよね。
If there's some new thing going on, and sometimes that can be very disagreeable, can't it?
私たちも頑固になりがちではありませんか?
So, how about...All of you, are you stubborn? Are you stubborn with change?
ここでステパノの顔のことが書かれています。どんな顔でした？
Let's think about the way that Stephen's face looked. What does it say?
天使のようだったと言います。
It says that his face was like the face of an angel, doesn't it?
どうでしょう、皆さん、天使のような顔って想像してみてください。
just kind of try to imagine what does the face of an angel look like?
この中を見なして、あ、この人天使みたいな顔って人いますか？
You look around and think, oh, this person has the face of an angel.
そうだよね。天使だよね。でも、わかんないんですけど、こう、輝いていたんでしょうね。
It's hard to really imagine, but he must have been like, kind of shining.
なんかこう安心があったんでしょうね。
With, maybe peace?
ああ、いいなって思うような顔だったんでしょうね。
But in any case, it would have been some face that was really, oh, that's so wonderful.
でも、彼を訴えた人たちはみんな怒ってるわけですよ。
However, the people that were arguing with him were really, angry.
そういう多くの怒った人たちに囲まれて、彼の顔は天使のように輝いていた。
So he was surrounded by all these angry people. But nonetheless, his face was shining like the face of an angel.
暗闇の中に輝いてる光みたいなものですよね。
Think about it. It's like one light that was shining in all this darkness.
なんで彼はそれができたんでしょうか？なぜ彼はそうだったんでしょうか？
And let's think about why he was able to do that. Why his face was shining like the face of an angel.
使徒言語録7章はステファノが最高法院で話した話がずっと書かれてます。
If we look at chapter 7 of Acts, the last words of Stephen are written.
今日はほとんど読みません。家で帰って読んでみてください。
We're not going to read most of them today, but I would really encourage you to read the words of Stephen in chapter 7 when you get home.
彼はそこで自分を訴えた人に対して何か弁護していることは全くありません。
He didn't defend himself at all or accuse the people that were surrounding him at all.
彼が語ったのは長いイスラエルの歴史の中を通して。
Rather, he used the long history of Israel and
神様は新しい物語、新しい契約をイエス様を通して。
And he connected the long history of Israel with what God was doing, the new thing that God was doing now through Jesus.
待ちに待った救い主がイエス様だったということを彼ははっきりと語るんですね。
So he very clearly shows that the Messiah who everyone had been waiting and waiting and waiting for, that he showed that that Messiah was Jesus.
彼は一人で最高法院に立っていますよね。
And he was alone, saying these words.
彼は自分のことを弁明することができました。自分のことを弁護することができました。
If he had wanted to, he would have been able to defend himself.
でも彼はそこでイエス様の福音を伝えました。
But he didn't do that. Rather, he shared the gospel of Jesus Christ.
彼はそれを選択したんですね。
He chose to share the gospel.
そしてその後どうなったか少しまた読みましょう。
And let's see what happened after that.
はい、7章の51節に読みますね。
Let's read in chapter 7.
読みましょう。かたくなで心と耳に圧税を受けていない人たち、あなた方はいつも聖霊に逆らっています。あなた方の先祖が逆らったようにあなた方もそうしているのです。一体あなた方の先祖が迫害しなかった預言者が一人でもいたでしょうか。彼らは正しい方が来られることを預言した人々を殺しました。そして今やあなた方がその方を裏切る者殺す者となった。天使たちを通して立法を受けた者なのにそれを守りませんでした。人々はこれを聞いて激しく怒りステファノに向かって歯ぎしりした。ステファノは聖霊に満たされ天を見つめ神の栄光と神の右に立っておられるイエスを見て天が開いて人の子が神の右に立っておられるのが見えると言った。
Just read in English. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute?And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you have now betrayed and murdered, you who received the law as delivered by angels and did not keep it. Now, when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Read a bit more.
人々は大声で叫びながら脱いで手を塞ぎ、ステファノが目をかけて一斉に襲いかかり、都の外に引き出して石を投げ始めた。証人たちは自分の着ているものをサウロという若者の足元に置いた。人々が石を投げつけている間、ステファノは主に呼びかけて、主イエスよ、私の霊をお受けくださいと言った。それからひざまずいて、主よ、この罪を彼らに負わせないでくださいと大声で叫んだ。
Next few verses in English. But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice,Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
彼は最高法院で話をするんですけれども、
This is the very last words that he said.
彼は聞いてる人がこう嬉しくなるような話はしませんでした。
But he didn't, speak in a way that would just try to please the people that were listening.
厳しい言葉を言いますね。
He really, shared very, very stern words.
あなたたちは聖霊に逆らっている。
He said that you resist the Holy Spirit.
あなたは預言されている救い主を、殺してしまった。そういうふうに言うんです。
You were the ones who murdered the, the Christ who was prophesied.
ついつい、いつも私たちは人の耳にこう優しいとか聞きやすいことを言おうとしますけれども、
It's really easy for us to change what we say to please the people who are listening, isn't it?
でも彼はそのような心配をしませんでした。
But Stephen didn't do anything like that, did he?
神様に示されたことを彼は語ったわけです。
Rather, he shared the words that the Holy Spirit had led him to share.
でもそのことは聞いてる人たちにとってみれば神様を冒涜していることに聞こえた。
But the people who were listening to him thought that his words were blasphemous. They were blaspheming against God.
もしも神様を冒涜しているならその人は石を投げられて死ぬんです。
So in the custom of the Jewish people, if someone blasphemed God, they would be stoned to death.
ステファノは神様を冒涜したという罪で石で打たれて死ぬんです。
So they believed that Stephen was blaspheming God, and so he was stoned to death.
でもステファノは神様を冒涜しましたか?
But think about it. Was Stephen blaspheming?
でも彼は本当に石で打たれて死んでしまいます。
He wasn't. However, nonetheless, he was stoned to death.
最高峰に集まった人たちは本当に神様を信じる良い人たちでした。
So the people who were listening to Stephen were, people who were trying to obey God.
でもですね。自分が正しいと思ってもその人がいつも正しいことをするとは限らないんです。
However, it's not always the case that even though we believe what we're doing is right, it's not always the case that it truly is right.
自分と異なる意見の人をそのままにしておけないんですね。
It's difficult when there's a difference of opinion, isn't there?
ある人がこの人を石で打って殺せって言ったら、
If there's someone who says,Oh, we need to stone this person to death.
そしてその声がどんどんどんどん、そうだそうだ、石で打って殺せっていうようになるんです。
So, if someone shouts that out loud, it's, common for one person after another to say the same thing. Yes, but stone him.
一人が石で打って殺せっていうと、その声はそこを充満してしまうんですね。
So, if someone, says, let's stone him, it's easy for that kind of thing to just spread around in the group.
今でもそのようなことがありますよね。
So even now, that type of thing happens.
学校や会社でもそういういじめがあったりしますね。
So it could be something at the workplace or something at school, but、one person begins it and、there's a type of bullying that goes on.
誰かダメって言って、あ、そうそうって言って、私たちはそういうようなものに巻き込まれてしまいます。
So, one person says, oh, this person is no good, and it's easy for others to, be influenced by that. And
誰も止めることもなく、ステファノは殺されました。
No one interfered. No one stopped it, and Stephen was stoned to death.
ステファノはその最高法院から都の外まで引きずられていくわけですから、
It says in this passage that Stephen was taken outside of the city.
何分かかかったでしょうね。
So it must have taken some time to bring him out of the city, right?
でもここで他の仲間が助けたなんていうことも書かれていません。
But it doesn't say anything about someone tried to help him.
きっと誰も助けられないような本当にそういう群衆の中で彼はいろんな人に石を打たれて死んでしまいました。
He was just surrounded by a crowd of people, and they all threw stones at him and killed him.
皆さんがもしステファノだったらどういうふうに反応したと思いますか？
How would you have responded if you had been Stephen?
誰かに捕まったらやだっていうようなことありませんか？
Would you have tried to escape?
私が育った学校はですね、男の子の学校だったんですけど、
the school that I went to for from junior high school was an all boys school where I was going.
いろんな野蛮な伝統がありました。
There's different kind of
wild tradition.
There were different kinds of wild traditions.
一つは行けっていうんです。
Go?
No, pawn.
There was one tradition that was that we have different ponds at the school.
誰かがですね、行けって叫んだらですね。
So if someone yelled pond,
誰かを捕まえてその人を池に投げ込むんです。
So we just grab hold of one person and throw that person in the pond.
行けって言われるとですね、わーって言って誰かを捕まえてその人を池に投げ込むんです。
So when you hear the word pond, then you grab someone and you throw them in the pond.
捕まったらですね、両手両足持たれるんですよ。
So if you're caught, people are grabbing both your hands and your both feet.
そしてこう一、二、三で池の中に服のまま投げ込まれる。
And you're swung one, two, three, and you're just thrown into the pond, just in your all your clothes and everything.
まあ大体はラグビーのゲームの後とかそういう時ですから、もう濡れてもいいんです。
Often it happened after a rugby game or something, so it wasn't that bad to get wet. However,
でもですね、本当にそこで嫌な人も嫌だって逃げるんですけど、逃げようがないんですよ、捕まっちゃうと。
But even so, some people are really don't like being thrown into the pond, so they try so hard to escape, but it's impossible.
ステファノは痛いとかやめろとか言いましたか？
Think about it. Did Stephen say anything? Did he cry out anything that, oh, you're hurting me? Or did he try to escape?
こんなことしたら神様から罰が当たるぞなんて言いましたか？言ってないんですよね。
Did he say anything like, oh, if you do this terrible thing, then God will punish you? He didn't say anything like that, did he?
ステファノは自分をこれから殺す人たちに対して、この人に罪を負わせないでくださいって言うんです。
Rather, Stephen prays.Lord, don't hold this sin against them.
私の霊をこのまま受けてくださいっていう。
He prays, Lord, receive my spirit.
イエス様は十字架にかかったあのような形で彼は自分の死を受け止めます。
He faced his own death in the same way that Jesus faced his death on the cross.
なんで彼がそんなことができたのかと思います。
So I really, thought a lot about why was he able to do that.
もしもそこに自分がいたら捕まってこれから殺されそうになったらなんて自分はどんな行動を起こしてたかと思います。
I think about what if it had been me, how would I have behaved if that people had captured me and they were going to kill me?
彼は天使のような顔をしてたとありましたけれども、
remember we read that his face was like the face of an angel.
多分彼は聖霊に満たされていたからだとは思います。
We can assume that it was because he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
彼は本当に自分の人生を神様の手に委ねることができたんだと思います。
He was able to